Praise God, it's that time again, and we are very happy to be here today, especially after surviving that storm, which was kind of crazy, wasn't it all, y'all? So for those of you in other states and other countries, we are very blessed to just actually be here today after what we've just gone through. In this area with the storm Irma, and this is Beacon of Hope Ministries. This is Living the Good Life. I'm having trouble with my mic, so give me a second. We'll get it positioned here. And this is Pastor Marcia McAllister along with Nan and Cindy today, bringing you the Word of God and great music and lively chat, teaching the Word and starting a new series today. We're excited about that. And we're also very, very blessed and excited that we had minimal damage up here. We had minimal damage up here. We praise God for that. And some parts of Florida and the Keys are digging out, and some of the Caribbean islands, of course. And we all want to continue to pray for all of those in areas that received devastation. And also continuing to pray for those in the Harvey-affected areas of Texas. I've got a son, his wife, and a new baby out there, so they just missed that by a few miles. So we thank God for that. But, you know, this is just one of those times in our lives where we look and we say, God took care of us. You know, God took care of us. He intervened in our behalf, and a lot of prayer went up. We had an amazing Sunday morning service this morning, and just really thanking God for, you know, just the way he did do so much for us in this time that was so difficult. We actually had to do a rerun last Sunday. And if some of you that listen to this show and have for a number of years, and we're in our 11th year, almost getting ready to hit number 12 here pretty soon. I'm going to get this mic fixed in a minute here. We never do reruns. We did last Sunday, and then the Sunday before was Labor Day weekend, and I was in the Keys for the memorial service of my brother-in-law who recently passed away. So we did two reruns in a row, Nan, and that is just not like us, is it, around here? We just don't do that.
Oh, no. We
live shows.
We go live every Sunday. But
yeah, circus,
and we know the listeners understood.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
there was nothing we could do.
Right.
I mean, you know, they didn't even come into the radio station. They did automation here. So last Sunday, we're just glad to be here again today and excited to be bringing you the Word of God as always. And that's what we're all about. So, Nan, we had a great time this morning in church, and we started Sunday mornings again. We used to do that, and we used to have Wednesday and Sunday, and then we went to just Wednesday, and now we're back to just Sunday.
And it was great. It was fantastic.
We
all were there. We were united in one accord.
Yes.
As even the scripture talks about.
Absolutely.
You know? And we just had a blast.
We
it
did.
It was really good.
Presence
you know?
Of God was very strong.
Oh, very strong.
Yeah, it was just a joy. And so we just get a double whammy now on Sundays, coming from Sunday morning, which we always used to do all these 16 years the ministry's been here. And now back on Sundays and then coming straight to the radio is pretty cool. I enjoy it.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It is pretty cool.
It really is. So we're looking forward to getting into the Word of God today and starting this new series. We just finished a series that I had no idea. I never have any idea when we start these, how long they're going to go. It just depends on what God wants. And the series we just finished, Precious Promises. Wow, that thing went on about 4 months, Nan.
It went on for a long time. But we learned so much in there that we could apply to our lives. You know, so if it goes, you know, 6 times or 20 times, I mean, it's in God's hands as far as how it goes, because you follow the leading of Him as far as what to do. And it was just, I get great notes off of it, you know, great notes.
You're
off
a
of
great
it.
Note taker.
Yes, well, you know, it's so beneficial because you can look back and reflect back on it at a later time, you know, and just, and the Lord can just refresh it in your heart and your mind and your soul, you know, and it's just it's fantastic.
It's really good to take notes. In fact, any of you out there want to do that as you listen to these shows, it's a great idea. We don't do call-ins on this show, but we do on a Thursday night show. And let's mention that real quick before we go to our first song, Nan. What do we do on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. right here in this station?
We have fun again called Go Yard with a life coaching type program with you and Dr. Angel Fasson.
Right.
And it's you'll cover all kinds of topics. And you just had your third year anniversary Thursday night. That was fantastic.
Last Thursday night. We forgot it was our anniversary because the storm was so crazy and Dr. Angel still didn't have power. So we slid into our chairs Thursday night. And actually, we talked about the topic for 5 minutes before we went on the air.
Yep.
And we did what did we do? Surviving the Unexpected was last Thursday night's show. And this show is not about God on Thursday nights. This is a life coaching counseling show, because Dr. Angel is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. So with her and my years of counseling experience, that's the kind of show Thursday night is, which we allow people to call in. And you called in.
I did
this
call
past
in.
Thursday
I
night, did.
Did
you not?
I did.
Yes. And you gave us some things to talk about, and that was kind of cool. Because it is hard when we go through unexpected catastrophes and traumas like last week. It does affect us emotionally and mentally and in every way, spiritually, you know, financially, in every way. And we talked about that last week, and you had some good insights when you called in. But we were celebrating our third year anniversary. After 10 minutes in the show, we realized it was our third year anniversary. We just forgot. And so you helped us celebrate. So that was cool.
Oh, it was nice to be part of the celebration.
I know.
Yeah. And, you know, and we'd like to reiterate, anybody listening to this show, and then they can listen to that show, it's for anyone can call in. You know, it's not just a set person. You're the one who called. I just called in because of what y'all were talking about, and I felt I had something I could...
For the Thursday night show.
Yes,
on this show, we don't take call-ins because we want to stay right on topic, et cetera. It's not that kind of a show. But I do have my cell phone here, and you can text us 24/7/365 at 727-888-4171. That's our Google Voice number, and we do take texts at any time. And if it's a counseling question, it goes over to Dr. Angel. If it's a God Bible question, it comes to me, and then we handle those. So let me give you that number again if you want to reach us, 727-888-4171. And we're going to start off the show with a great song by the group Casting Crowns. And this group is amazing. And it is entitled Thrive. We don't want to just survive, we want to thrive. And of course, today we're thanking God that we're still surviving, but we also want to thrive. Love it. Enjoy the song.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you. More than ordinary life.
our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
what we're supposed to be doing. I just survive, but thrive, Nan.
Thrive, Pastor.
Thrive. I mean, because God's got so much he wants to do through us to help others and to change our own lives, you know? And so many people get so stuck in the rut of their lives. You know what I mean? And it just seems like in this day and age, especially when we've had the scare we just came through, it kind of calls us to attention. That God's created us for more than just survival. He wants us to really thrive in the place he wants. And God gave you a poem during that song. And I want you to explain to the audience that you come in here with these. And you just, these God gives you on the spot. They're not not something pre-planned.
No, not at all.
This show is not pre-planned.
No, it's not. We know a general direction, but it all depends on how he leads.
We don't have a script.
Well, you know, with these poems, it's interesting. I mean, I walk in here either with my computer or a blank piece of paper.
Right.
That's what I have when I walk in. And there are times that he inspires some and times that he doesn't.
Right.
But most often during a song, he will inspire kind of a poem that goes along with the song and goes along with the direction that we're involved with in teaching and everything. So this is not planned. None of them are planned. They're hot off the press right now. You can thrive in me with all that you do. I will help you in all things. I will certainly uplift you. You weren't created to just survive, but you were born to thrive. Reach out to me at all times. Celebrate life. Feel alive. I am with you and will help in all the things that you face. Certainly, you will learn to thrive. You will make it by my grace. The next to last line in that one stood out to me when it says, certainly, you will learn to thrive.
Learn to thrive.
Learn to thrive. You know, there's a family member that I have that I look at this person with sometimes sadness because this individual just survives.
Right.
I've never seen this individual thrive ever. Mm-hmm. I've known them basically my entire life.
Right.
Because they're older than me, so I've known them all my life. But, you know, it's a choice.
Right.
We can make a choice. Do I want to just survive? Do I want to thrive? And with God's help, you know, we can do that.
And so often people don't even understand they have that choice. They're just kind of plugging along, plodding along in life one day after another. until something happens that jars their attention.
Right.
And I feel like this storm and everything that we've just lived through, which we were facing a total devastation if it would have come up here on a Cat 4, we were facing all kinds of property damage and certain death for some people. And if that's not a wake-up call for us as humanity, especially in Florida, I don't know. I don't know what is, but go ahead.
Well, I'd like to go back to the one of the things I called when I called in on the Thursday night show, what I called in about. And it was talking about how, I was talking about how people, how through this, I believe some relationships were restored.
Sure.
By, you know, when you get in this situation that you need to rely on others, you need to reach out to family members.
That kind of does it, doesn't it?
Sure, you know, it's I believe that many relationships were healed in the midst of the storm.
Sure.
Because they reached, you know, they had to. They reevaluated.
Right.
They reevaluated the myth that they had with Sister Sally 20 years ago.
You right. know, could
the grudge that they're holding and that type of stuff. I believe that God did a lot of healing in people. In the midst of the problems, the midst of the hurricane, that God did some healing in people.
Right. And, you know, it sets our priorities kind of in place sometimes. You know, when we go through tragedies or tragic, fearful events that could happen. Sometimes it rearranges our priorities, helps us to rearrange them, you know, and realize what's really important in life. Because I heard so many people, and even this morning before church, I heard people talking about, well, what did you grab when the people came to evacuate you? Because several of our people this morning were talking about having been evacuated, and they had like 30 minutes to be able to put whatever they were going to put in their car, you know. And that's kind of interesting what you take with you, you know. Some people, most people were talking about legal papers. Yeah, that's normal. But it was interesting. Some people my sister put all the scrapbooks of all her kids in her dishwasher. She felt like they were safe there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was an interesting place. I never would have thought about that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, people do different things when they're faced with circumstances. And today's show is going to be a real blessing to a lot of people because we're going to talk about who God is for us in the midst of impending doom or impending struggles and problems that come our way. And do we really rely on God, or do we just like blow a gasket and come unnerved and get crazy, you know, with fear? Because you and I talked about people that you know that just absolutely lost it last week, right?
Yes.
And couldn't talk about anything else and watch the news nonstop, which a lot of people watch the news nonstop,
right.
And I there's nothing wrong with that, but go ahead. I did until I lost my power before Irma turned, and I didn't even know Irma had turned because I lost my power early, but go ahead.
Well, I'll name it. It was my father and my brother, and my brother had a lot on his mind.
We hope they're not listening right this
moment,
I hope
they're not listening. If so, I'll tell them, yeah, I said that. Maybe they're not listening, but it's okay because it's all truth, because, you know, it's like my brother, he has a business. He had people working in Houston, so he has that on his mind.
Sure.
He had his girlfriend's house, my house, my brother's house, my parents' house, house, all on his mind. They were getting sandbags, the whole bit, you know.
Right,
and he was going with hardly any sleep. I mean, like in 4 or 5 days, he got 13 hours sleep.
That's not quite enough.
No, he was going like a basket case all over the place because he was trying to take care of someone. My father, on the other hand, was just kind of calm, and it's going to be okay. And he was involved with getting the sandbags. It's not like he sat there, and he was involved with, we had provisions, we had the beverages, we had the food. You know, we had everything we needed. But it was interesting to see the contrast. And my father is a retired district fire chief. So he was trained.
Right.
In the midst of tragic situation, you just move forward. Very calm.
Right, exactly.
He was basically a first responder back before they called them first responders. You know?
Right.
But, I mean, he was trained how to do that. And he was a calm, stable kind of person in the midst of this chaotic stuff that was going around
right.
us, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so people react to things differently based upon their history, their background, their
Absolutely.
Personality type, their
and we're
everything,
not,
you know?
We're not here to criticize
that. No, not at all.
We're just here to say that when we face, not if we face, but when we face struggles in our lives that can be could be very traumatic, could be very hurtful, could be injure people and lose possessions and all that, if we don't have an abiding trust in God, it's a good time to develop that.
Well, you know, we'll go back to the Father. You know, our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
He looks out for us.
Yes, He does.
And, you know, I many times can compare, I'm blessed with the Father that I have, okay? I'm thankful. And I can compare Him to, He's always looking out for me. He's helping me.
Right.
He helps, you know, little things, the type of, like when we were going to be I was going to be evacuating my place. He says, so how many boxes of poems do you have?
You
know, he knew that'd be the first thing that would go with me next to my dog.
Poems.
My dog was first. I had a crate full of notebooks with poems in it that I did take. It was the second thing I took.
Okay.
You know, but I mean, but, you know, he's my father.
Right.
And he looks out for me. And even more so does our Heavenly Father look out for us.
Absolutely.
So much more so.
We're going to talk about that today. This show's really going to bless you. I'm going to tell you the title of this new series. I've struggled with it for a couple weeks because I thought it doesn't say a lot. But yet, as the more I thought about it and prayed about it, I couldn't get away from it. And it does say a lot. The title of this series is, Who is He? Who is He?
Who is He?
Who is He? Meaning God. Who is He really? Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father. Who is He? Because it's been on my heart a lot in the last couple weeks. A lot of people know about Him. They've heard about Him. Or they know Him well enough to use His name in vain, right? Mm-hmm. Or that kind of thing. But they've heard about Him, you know. A lot of people, most people have heard about God. How many people really know God? How many people can say, I'm like this, you know, buddy to buddy. I mean, God and I, we're tight. You know, I can talk to Him at any time. He hears me at my prayers. How many people walk this earth and wonder if God is mad at them? If He's got something, you know, out about them? I mean, you know, like they did this or that 10 years ago or 5 years ago, or they lived like this for a while, or and they think God's punishing them. How many people walk around like that? And it's just been on my heart the last few weeks. Who is He anyway? Who is He? Is He the God that is constantly looking to see if you're going to mess up and then beat you up when you do? Is He the God that puts condemnation on you and says, I can't believe you did that, you stupid thing, you know? No, that's not no. God. Who is He? You know, and this series is going to be all about relationship. You know, when you have a relationship with a friend, with a partner, with a spouse, with your children, it has certain dynamics, you know, dynamics of familiarity, dynamics of trust, dynamics of you kind of know how they're going to react in a certain situation. Like you said, your father mm-hmm. and your brother. Mm-hmm. And did your brother react the way you thought he would? Or
he went over the...
He went over the top.
The cliff.
He went over the cliff. He fell over the cliff.
He fell over the cliff.
Right. But, you know, a lot of times in our earthly relationships, you get to know somebody well enough. You have a real good idea how they're going to interact, mm-hmm. how they're going to respond to a tragedy, or how they're going to respond to an impending illness or some bad diagnosis or whatever. You kind of get to know them that well. But you only do that if you spend time with them.
Right.
If you talk to them, you know, if you develop that trust relationship with them. And I really believe that so many people don't have that kind of relationship with our Father God, that they know about Him, but really don't know Him very well. So this series is going to start today in Psalm 91, and we're going to talk about an amazing, amazing attribute of God, who He is to us, and that He wants us to get to know this about Him. You know, He wants us to know. Now, being a mom and now a grandmother of 12.
Ooh, a dozen.
Yeah, a dozen. Number 12 was born 6 weeks ago. And I put his picture on Facebook last night. He's so cute.
He is so cute.
He is so cute.
He's so cute.
But, you know, 8 grandsons, 4 granddaughters. I know them pretty darn well, all of them, even though now he lives in Texas and some of my grandkids live in Indiana and some here. And they just kind of scattered around. But I can honestly say that if somebody asked me to write a synopsis, like, for instance, the twins, A and B, they're 4 years old. Little girls, identical twins, they live here. And they are, I know them, you know, because I've spent time with them. They play on their kitchen, in my garage. They ride their bikes, you know. I know the difference even between identical twins. I can tell by their behavior, things, the way they talk, things, they attitudes, things they like, don't like, because I've spent time with them, right?
Right.
So here we are, when we have those personal relationships, it takes time to get to know. Mm-hmm. Where somebody's coming from. It also takes time to get to know God. It doesn't just happen. Talk to me about that.
Well, what came to my mind is one of my Bibles.
One of your many of Bibles.
I'm trying to compete with Pastor Jim. And get
I know.
More
Pastor
Bibles.
Jim, really, my associate pastor, has about 148 Bibles.
Yeah, something like that.
The man buys Bibles like crazy.
He buys all kinds of Bibles. Of different times when I have written and marked in and marked the date, and, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning, he woke me up and, you know, brought me to Scripture, you know. That was spending time with him. I would spend that time with him in the morning. And
you're talking about God, not Pastor Jim.
Yeah, not Pastor Jim. He's at his place spending time with God. I'm in my place spending time with God.
Okay, all right, there you go. I got that straightened out.
Yeah, we got that straightened out. But, you know, that's time.
Right.
I journal.
Right.
And that's time I spend with God.
Me too.
You know.
It's important. Write down what he says to you.
Pardon me?
Write down what he says to you.
Exactly. And then you can reflect back on it in times when you're having doubt.
Right.
Or times that you're having problems.
Sure.
You can look back and reflect on what he gave you at that
Absolutely.
Particular time. You know, I mean, there's been a lot of times I've used part of my lunch time to spend time with him because it's like, well, I can do that.
You can talk to him.
I could talk to him and listen to him and journal.
I thought it was interesting today that one of our people said that in the house she was staying in during the storm, of course, no power, so, you know, so there wasn't any TV to watch or anything like that, which she normally does before she goes to sleep. And so she said at night in this strange place where she was staying with these friends, she would sing herself to sleep with songs that she knew about God. Mm. And did you hear her say that?
I did not.
Because you walked in late.
I walked in just a few minutes late, yes.
I know, but it was really cool that she was singing in her head. I mean, not out loud to wake everybody up, you know what I mean? But she was singing, and she said that allowed her to get to sleep. The songs, some of the scripture songs that we've sung at church and everything, calmed her down and caused her to rest in his presence.
Oh, you know, you just said part of the key word, and that is the scripture songs. You know,
yes.
We sing a lot of different songs at Beacon, and many of them are based up on scripture.
They are.
You know, and you speak the word is alive.
Right.
This word is alive, you know. And when you're singing about the word, that becomes alive. And you know, like God will calm you.
That's right.
His peace will come over you.
Absolutely. Let's do this song, Our God, by Chris Tomlin. We'll learn a little bit more about God in this song. Cool contemporary song. Our God is for us. Our God is for us. He's in your corner. And he loves you so very much, dear listener. Wherever you might be, scattered around this globe, God is for you. He's got you on his mind. He loves you so very much. Nan got another poem, and then we got Cindy on the line here. Nan, go ahead.
It's entitled, I Am For You. There is none like me. Look around and you will see.
This is God talking.
This is God talking. I am with you in all things. Look to me and gratefully sing. I will help you in all things. So to me, bring praises when you sing. Everything will be okay. Trust what I now say. I am with you in all things. To you, peace I will bring. So trust me. Get to know me. Of my love you will see. So trust me.
I love that. That's really good.
And you want to think, you know, we've talked about it on the show before, bringing praise to the Lord in,
yes,
in a song.
Yes.
And just praising him in all, you know, in what we say, what we speak, and spending time with him is like the most important thing, you know. And when we spend time with
That's
him,
right.
we praise him. You know, his words, it says that he inhabits the praise of his people, you
mm-hmm.
know. So even in the midst of a trial, in the midst of struggle, you know, and we've talked about this also, that's when we really grow.
That's when we grow.
That's when we grow, when we're having
those
issues.
We kick and scream, and we don't like it when we're going through difficult times. I know I throw temper tantrums from time to time with God and say, why am I having to go through this? And the answer is usually, you need this. You need a problem in order to grow, in order to learn to trust me, saith God. Cindy, does that remind you of what I was preaching on in revival last year about this time up in Indiana?
Absolutely. That's been going on in my mind. Back up here in Newcastle today visiting family.
Are you?
We were talking about the Cornerstone Campground, me and the Savannah.
Yeah.
The family been camping there recently, and it all brought back the memory of the revival. And
we got to do that again maybe next year, you know?
Yeah, looking forward to it. But, yeah, so a lot has happened in the last year since that. A lot of change, a lot of turmoil, a lot of those trials I've been going through myself. But sitting here now looking at the end result of all of it, so much blessing is coming out of,
yes,
of everything that
that's
we've
what
had
happens
to go through.
Yes.
So yeah, it's all relevant.
It really is. And I want to tell our audience that you're one of our regular radio team members, and you were from my church in Indiana. And in fact, I married you and your husband, and how many years ago was that? A long time ago. And a lot has
1990.
Changed.
1990.
Oh, was it? Oh, my gosh.
1990.
Cindy, we're getting older. Yeah. And then you took a little break from the radio here in the last few weeks because of your work schedule. But we are so glad to have you back as a regular on the team. So good to hear your voice again.
Work has been so demanding, and it's really been bothering my spirit. I just couldn't wait to get back on the radio and get back as a regular part of my routine is helps keep me grounded and
yes.
Support through those hard times that we all have been going through.
And we all need we need that.
I
don't
need
we?
That support.
Yes.
Yeah, we need the encouragement, the reinforcement of sharing and hearing others, you know, witness how God has blessed them and how good he is.
Oh, amen.
That support is needed to, you know, keep us going.
Absolutely. Did you hear the first few minutes of the show? About
No, I didn't. Actually.
Okay.
I was having dinner and didn't get to tune in.
Okay. So,
did I miss a poem already, sounded like?
Yeah, I think you missed two poems already. Nan calls them poems.
I got that
but
second one. I got that one just a minute
ago. Yeah, you missed another one. Yeah, we'll have to catch up.
Yeah, I'll catch up.
I wanted to say, hi, Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Nan.
We haven't been on the show together for a little while.
I know. When I heard you was on with me, I told Marsha, I'm so excited. I'd love to be on with Nan.
Yeah.
That's a special blessing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're such a blessing. The life that you live before all of us and the dedication that you have, you know, and the insight that you give on the radio station is just awesome. Thank
it
you
really
for
is.
Being part of the group.
Never forget the turnaround for me when I came down and the support that the radio team gave me to get me started on my way back to Indiana that time. And Nan, you especially was a big blessing to me there and a part of this endeavor from the beginning. So,
well, you know, that's so neat the way God puts people in our lives at various times. I recall really specifically what you're talking about. I was, in fact, thinking about that the other day, you know, and when thinking about you. But, you know, it's just, he just puts people in our lives at the opportune time of his timing.
Yes.
With the right people, and he knows what he's doing. So I love you, Cindy.
Yes.
Love you too.
So, Cindy, this new series is entitled Who Is He? And we're talking about who Jesus really is, who God the Father, the Holy Spirit, the role that they have in our lives, that they want to live on the inside of us, that God wants to dwell in us and therefore help us through difficult times in our lives. And we talked earlier, the statement that you missed that God's just burned in my heart in the last several weeks is a lot of people know about God, but very few people have that relationship with God. They don't know him. And this series is all about acquainting us with who he is. It's not enough to just go to Easter service or Christmas time and remember the birth or remember the death and resurrection of Jesus, but it's that daily living, walking with him. You know, that old song that we used to sing in church clear back 40 years ago, and he walks with me and he talks with me in the garden. That old song, they sing at a funeral still for old people. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, right? And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other is ever known. That's what we want to talk about in this series, getting to know him, you know? That old popular song, getting to know you, getting to know all about you, you know, that song. Well, that's, we want to apply that to God. You know, we want to get to know him. Cindy, I don't know about you, but I have a craving down on the inside to know him better, to know how what he's doing in my life when I encounter really difficult times. What is he teaching me? What is it I need to see that I'm not seeing and learn that I'm not learning? That's why I said earlier, we need problems because they help us draw closer to him. So comment on that, Cindy, before we go to Psalm 91.
Well, especially now in the uncertainty of the times that we live in, when things happen, and for me personally, it's when things affect people that are in my life that I know, and deaths and illness and different things, it makes me, you know, want so much more to know what God has for my life because, you know, like you, I'm so blessed with these new babies and first great grandbaby is crowning already. So she's coming this week. So,
oh my! Who's having that one? Who's having that one?
Jacob and his little woman.
His little woman.
Michaela. And the baby is going to be Aria.
Aria. All right. Okay. So great grandma, you're almost catching up with me. Yeah.
But, you know, we want to ask God, you know, will I live to see these children grow?
I know. I think about that.
What is my time on earth? What is your plan? Do you have plans for a long life? Or will I be taken early like some of my siblings or friends? You know, so you question God and say, you know, come. You want to know. I want to know every day. I'm going through turmoil with work. I want to change. And I feel a change stirring right now. Always seems this time of year, God always does something new for me. It's a season. It seems like every time, it's kind of like a revival season in my life in this time of year where he brings new blessings and changes. And I want to, you know, I'm used to taking action and saying, well, I'm going to go over here and do this or do that. But now I'm more like, God, I don't know what to do without you, without you guiding me, what decisions to make. This one says do this or do that, but I don't want to listen to anybody but him because I feel like I don't have that much time to make mistakes over again that I've already learned.
Exactly,
from.
Right.
So this time I make a choice to take an action. I want to do it right.
Right.
And I want his hand in it and his leading me to make those choices. So yeah, it's more than ever now as we experience the setbacks and the mistakes that we want to know what is he doing with
amen amen. And who is he? What is his nature? Is, you know, I had a talk with him Friday afternoon out loud driving down the road, and I said, God, there's something I know about you. I know a lot of things about you, but one thing in particular, you are good. and your mercy is everlasting. You see that all through the word. And so whatever is going on in my life, you've got a purpose because you're good. You're not out to get me. You're not out to set up a trap for me to fall in, you know, because you are good. And so as we go through these times in our lives that seem so difficult, we need to be saying, God, show me what you're doing and show me how you're working in my life and what you're trying to teach me. Talk to us, Nan, about all that. Or about any of that. Or some of that.
Some of that, all of that, any of that. There is purpose in the things that we go through.
Yes, there is.
And, you know, I've been through some things in my life that I'm like, as you're going through it, you don't see the purpose.
Right.
You just go through it. Right. And it's tough. And you deal with things and you lean to him. But then when you get to the other side of it, you can see what the purpose was and
Isn't
how much
true?
You've grown. You know, I mean, my, you had to call them growth spurts. My growth spurts.
Oh, that's interesting.
I hadn't thought about that. My growth spurts have been when I have had the problems, when I have had the trials, when the things are going on. That's the time when I had most the growth in the Lord is during those times.
Absolutely. That's how it works, because from taking it back, Cindy, to the revival last year, when you have a problem, we need a problem. We need problems so that we learn to trust God's promises in the word, and then we see the answers come. So problems are good things. In fact, I even said, and man, I don't wish I, maybe, no, I'm glad I said it last year in the revival, but I said we should be jumping up and down and thanking God when we have problems, because we know we're getting ready to go through a growth spurt that you just said, Nan. I like that term. At Cindy, it reminds me of when you coined that phrase a few months back, that we need to be faithed up, you know, in the word of God, faithed up and stay, you know, there. And so often we don't take these problems in our lives as a blessing. We take it as a God is so mad at me, or God is, he's going to get even with me now type thing. Talk to us, Cindy, and we're going to Psalm 91. We really are. We're going there now. Go ahead, Cindy.
Well, no, for me, it's like I try to walk a good walk with God and do the right things and do what he'd want me to do, and when I make choices. But sometimes when we're going through something we can't control, something we can't put our hands on, we ask God and we question him, or at least I do, why am I going through this?
Yes.
Why me? Why is it so hard? Why? I'm a good person. I, you know, I live right. I do what you want me to do. I'm obedient. So, you know, why am I, you know, having to go through this?
Right.
And when you realize that it is God's plan or purpose, because you can't control it, you can't put your hands on it, you know, and like Nan said, until later, when you see the outcome,
yes.
He knew what he was doing all along. And no matter, I mean, it gets easier as you realize it. I guess the kicking and screaming is not as intense.
As you get,
each time, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like each time we go through a big blessing and get that end result.
Of, right.
And I've been going through some really big stuff with God. At the end, I say, you know, now the small stuff is like, well, this will pass. It has to happen. God, you know, God's ordained us, no matter what it is, we'll get through it. And I don't know, it really helps increase my faith. It becomes easier to stay faithed up,
right?
Through
it does.
All that small stuff, you
it
know,
does.
Day to day.
It does.
If you know God's hand is on you, you know he's gonna. I feel confident that I'm safe, that he protects me, that he's not gonna let harm come to me. So whatever I have to go through is just part of the process.
Part of the process.
Part of the process. So you learn that. It becomes easier to learn that with time.
Go ahead, Nan. She wants to comment on what you're saying, Cindy.
I want to comment on that. You know, sometimes we can look around us and we can say, well, what I'm going through is minor or small compared to what sister or brother so-and-so is going through. And the important thing to remember here is we go things happen in our lives based on kind of, I'll call it levels. And what Cindy was talking about, how when you look back on certain things and
right.
smaller, you know, when you trust God for smaller things, you know, eventually larger things kind of come your way, but you can build upon what you know that he's done for you in the past
right.
and knowing that he will do it for you in the future. And Pastor, you might go through some things that I can step back and go, gee whiz, how is she doing that? But see, you've already been through maybe greater challenges than that I have, and you have grown through that. So it's say your thing may appear larger than what my thing, whatever I'm going through, but it's you've trusted God throughout time. Your
right.
faith has grown in the midst of those trials.
Exactly.
And you can reflect back upon, like Cindy was kind of saying, reflect back upon those times, the smaller things when he's taking care of those things for us.
Absolutely. And so that all brings us to the fact that we need to learn who he is, especially for us during difficult times. And so as we start that today, we want to talk about what it feels like when you're at the end of your rope, when you feel like things just aren't going right. Matthew 5:3 says this in the Message Bible. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. Whoa, Cindy, that goes along with what you've been saying. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. And I think that is so important because so often we spin our wheels trying to figure out, number one, why we're going through what we're going through, or how we can get out of it and hurriedly because it's painful and we got to get out of it. Please, God, get me out of this, right? And yet it says in Matthew 5:3, these are Jesus' words when he walked this earth. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and his rule. So when we are like, God, I give up. I can't fix this. I don't know what I can do to do this. Then he can actually step in. Who is he? He's the one who wants to step in and work in your situation. Did you want to comment on that, Nan, before we go? No. Okay, so Cindy, that's where we are with this. Because we're blessed because we're going through these things. And who is he? He's our protector. He's the one who takes care of us. We need to ask the question, Lord, show me what you're doing here. Show me your ways. And I got to play that song, old familiar song by the group Hillsong. And then we're going to talk more about it on the other side. Show me your ways. Love it. We used to sing this a lot at church. I haven't for a while. Good one to do. Let it be our cry.
My heart is to love you more, to live with you.
Amen. The cry of my heart is to love you more and live in the touch of your hand. Show me your ways. Now, Cindy, God has spoken through Nan's little pen in the poem one more time. So here we go, Nan. What did he give you?
Show me your ways. This is like from us praying to God. Show me your ways. This is what I now pray. I believe what you say, that you'll help me with this day. I don't understand what's going on, but through it, I know that I'll become strong. I cry out to you this day, knowing that you will make the way. I will trust you right now, and I believe that I'll receive your power. I love you and will trust you. I know that I will make it through. And when I was writing towards the end of that, I actually, if I could share, I actually thought about my job.
Yeah.
And you know how I am about my job.
You just love it.
I just, opposite of love it. And, you know, the thing that is to reflect upon the good things that have come through
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And, you know, God's opened up doors that I've prayed with people in my office before. I mean, right in my office, shut the doors and prayed with them.
Yes.
You know, mothers who were distraught, I said, oh, I'll keep you in prayer. Oh, pray for me right now. You know, and it's like, wow. You know, I had my principal walk in one time on one of these little prayer things, and he said, excuse me, and walked out the door.
Yeah, and he was fine with it.
He was fine with it. But, you know, we don't understand. I mean, God tells me stay.
Right.
God tells me stay. You know, I've talked about that a lot of times. God has told me to stay there, not look for anything and stay there. He has a plan. And, you know, you never know who you're touching as you're going through the trials that you're going through.
No, you don't know.
You know, people will, you call yourself a Christian, people will sit back and watch for that.
Sure.
They're going to keep an eye on that. Let's see how they react to this situation.
Right.
Look what's happening in their life. Let's see what they're going to do with this situation. You know, and God will see us through. He will see us through, and he will lead us and guide us and let us know what to do and what to say and how to act.
Absolutely. Cindy, do you want to comment on that?
I just agree with Nan.
It's always good to agree with Nan, by the way.
Yeah. So right on.
Right.
Yeah, God gives her so much insight. It's just that you know when God has told you that's where he wants you to be, and that may be for a time, but when he's ready
exactly.
to move you,
right.
he also lets you know it's time to move on.
He does.
It's time for change. When you get in tune with him daily, like we're seeking, like we're encouraging our listeners to seek him and do.
Right.
You know when he's speaking to you. You know when it's time or where you're meant to be. And you know, even in my job, I'm frustrated. Things have been really stressful lately, and, you know, it's affected my personal life. And at the same time, I go in every day. I know that he's using me with those coworkers, those kids that work for me, those troubled ones. You know, we're really well known for hiring the lesser than they think they are. You know, the ones that just trying to start over. They've made some mistakes.
Right.
Now
sure.
we're a second chance kind of place because.
But that's a good thing, though, in a lot of ways.
That's the ones God sends in the door.
Right.
To get the jobs there that need that comfort, that need that encouragement, that need a hug, that need somebody to understand what they're dealing with. And all these things I've gone through in my life with the addiction and my kids and all these experiences now are paying off because I can understand these kids.
Yes.
And say, hey, I get it. I know what you're going through. Let me see what I can do to help you get you a work schedule that's going to work for you. You know, in every way that I see God uses me in these other people's lives.
That's it. That's what it's about.
As a result of what he's brought me through to the other side.
And you're so right on, Cindy. And so often in the midst of that, we don't see how he's using us, but he is. And we're going to talk more about this, and we really are going to get into Psalm 91. We really are in the next few minutes.
I'm open there. How about you, Cindy?
I'm open to it, but, you know, we'll see. But you know what? We just let the Holy Spirit lead these shows. And so God has some things he wants people to hear. That's fine. And we just go with it. Speaking of that, so we are resuming our Facebook Live post this Wednesday night. The last 2 weeks, we've not been able to. Last week with the storm and no power, I had no power at my home, etc. And week before, I was out of town. So we will be doing that again Wednesday night. I'm going to try to do it at 7 instead of 7:30. So I'm just going to make that clear now. I'm going to try to do it at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday nights for about 15 to 17 minutes. Catch us on Facebook Live. You can, if you're one of my friends, fine. It's going to come up on your phone and say that. If not, you can friend me this week, Marcia McAllister, or go to Beacon of Hope Ministries and friend us there. And we want you to hear these live. And we've been doing this since January. Cindy, it's really been a blessing for us to do these posts, but the response has been really good. So I know you've been one that watches as much often as you can, and we encourage our listeners to do that, right?
The blessing's there when you're busy, you know, and you don't have time and you're working. You just go back and you've got a free, you're driving or whatever, just pop that thing on and listen.
Yeah.
And it's so fruitful and helpful throughout the week.
Yeah.
It reaches a lot of people. You know, if we all share it to our friends, then
yes,
our feeds, then everybody.
Yeah, share it on your feed. Exactly. Just like Cindy says, when you see it come up, then after you're done, share it, and your peeps will get it too. So that's all good. We mentioned earlier, we started back to Sunday morning services today, and we had an amazing time with God this morning. If you are interested in that, you're in the Tampa Bay area, just use our Google text number, and it'll come straight to my phone, and I'll call you and talk to you about it. 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., has resumed. So, Nan, you mentioned earlier the Go Yard Show Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. right here on the station. But would you tell them about the prayer line real quick? You got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. If you have a prayer request, you can email it to prayers at bohmglobal.com.
Which stands for?
Beacon of Hope Ministries.
There you go.
And we have a prayer team that they